Really? Record, record, record. Drink water.
Fucking. He's got to get his voice ready for it. He's got
to. I did that on purpose because you took way too long.
Well, I'm allowed to.
Getting his la 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 la's in.
Welcome to the podcast They Call Comes Naturally. As always, this podcast is completely free. So, if you want to show any type of report, I was going to say, and that's not the right word.
Support?
I fucked that up.
Yep.
Professionalism.
Time to start it all over again. Go back to bed.
Nope. Support. Do us a couple favors. First, like and share the Facebook page. Follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter handle is
@ComesNaturalPod.
Yes, it is. After you do that, go to iTunes. You what on iTunes?
You like it?
Cody, what do you do on iTunes?
Subscribe.
Subscribe.
What else?
Rate.
One more.
Review.
And after you do
the three R's.
There's an S. Anyway.
Subscribe has an R in it. Fuckwad. Didn't say it all started with R's.
Fuckwad. Anyway, do that, and then make sure you tell a friend to do the same. And tell people about the podcast so more people listen to the podcast. And then, Cody, where are we live from today?
Where Comes live? Naturally. We are
live from the cat farm.
I'm Joe.
No. This... No. Leave it. Leave it.
Fuckwads.
Oh, shit.
Comes naturally. We are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. Welcome to the show, where it's two friends and me, two former friends of mine. Mike can't functionally get down to get Joe's glasses he threw on the ground.
Why did you throw all my stuff on the ground?
Because I can't reach even his stuff that doesn't belong to me. His water bottle is way too far away for me to reach.
I guess he didn't like calling this place the cat farm. No, don't stop it. Keep it rolling.
Go fuck yourself.
Fine. Hey, remember how on Facebook I told everybody about how you hate dogs?
Yeah. You know, you lied to everybody?
The truth is.
You hate dogs.
I don't fucking hate dogs. What did I say to you last night, Joe?
That you don't like dogs?
Oh, go fuck yourself. If I was ever going to own a dog, it would be a corgi. Because they're smart and they don't fucking bark unless they're in danger.
And they are pretty cute.
And they're adorable.
You can call them Einstein.
Can't call them Einstein.
And you're short for Ein.
It's true.
Or Ike, depending if I wanted to name Mike.
No.
So, what are we talking about today?
We're talking about the fact that Mike made me buy two awful fucking movies.
Nope.
And then we watched them.
I merely made a suggestion and you wasted money on it.
You said, hey, let's watch both these fucking movies. Nope. Hey, dummy, go buy them. And I bought them.
I said, hey, we should watch Escape from New York
today.
Let's
explain this. We were at a bookstore. We're not going to call it, but we'll say it rhymes with Barnes & Noble.
Arnes
and we're
and
walking
Oble.
Through. And he's like, hey, that looks like Kurt Russell from Escape from New York.
I pointed it out. I was whatever. Like, this looks like thin Kurt Russell.
Some teen fiction book.
Yeah. And then so Mike's like, oh, let's watch Escape from New York. And I was like, cool. Hey, which one's the awful one again? He's like, oh, that's Escape from LA. I was like, oh, let's watch that too. Mike's fault.
Yeah. As you can clearly see, that completely accurate story.
Yeah.
I am at 100% fault for this. So anyway.
And now
you
I
planted
own them.
The seed. And
yep. That's
Cody's
your fault.
It just dawned on me. I'm pretty sure Escape from LA is on Netflix too.
Yeah, it probably is.
Why didn't you double check before wasting
because
money?
Because I was so happy. I was like, we're going to watch these movies. I'm going to get them now, make sure we have them. And they're both HD, which you fucking couldn't tell. And then it was awesome. Steve Buscemi.
What? The
was
first
in
one
of
you
them.
Could kind of tell was HD. The
yeah, when
second
the, when
one,
the Jeep pulled
well,
up.
You know.
And then they pan up the awful, the wall. And then you saw the backdrop.
Yeah, so.
First off, let's say this. What we watched today was Escape from New York.
Yes.
And then right after we watched Escape from LA.
Yes.
If you guys don't know what these are, they are Kurt Russell movies about Snake Plissken and being awesome-ish.
Mm-hmm.
So I realize watching these, he's really not all that awesome. He's kind of awful at almost everything. He just kind of gets lucky at shit, so that's cool. But the first one came out in 1981 when one of us was born.
No, two.
1981?
Oh, wait, sorry, yeah, 81.
You don't know what year you were born?
83, sorry.
Jesus Christ. Anyways.
Somebody's old here and having a moment.
Yeah. Joe, apparently. The first one. Both of them are John Carpenter movies. Who, if you really look at the list of John Carpenter movies, he's done a bunch of good ones. But he's done even more awful ones.
Ghosts of Mars comes to mind.
Yeah. Ghosts of Mars does come to mind.
Okay. Here's the thing about the first one. It doesn't hold up like I remembered it in my head. But with that being said, it came out in 81, and it was supposed to be a post-apocalyptic action.
Yeah.
Almost even some notes on a scary movie, too. So if you could watch it and remember the time frame that it came out and what was also out at the time, it's really not that bad. It's not a great movie to rewatch. It doesn't hold up well. But if you can remember that it was 1981 and it was a pretty low budget even for back then, and remember what other movies John Carpenter was doing, it's very much his style. Mm-hmm. It's okay. It had some good action in it. But yeah, it doesn't stand the test of time. And then what happened was 15, 16 years later, right?
Yep.
They decided to make a sequel to it. Because there's now a thing called CGI. Ugh. And the CGI in the second one.
They had CG awful. In the first one.
They did.
But it was that thing where you take like an object and you just kind of put it over another object and it makes your CG. But in the second one, they used actual CG as in computer graphics, not overlays. Well, one of them was an overlay. And they are awful.
From the beginning of the movie, yeah, where you just have helicopters flying around with their spots. Not even something that you'd absolutely need,
no,
but it literally looked like a painted foreground with just somebody like CG'd in some lights going over it.
They overdid it on the CG so much that even parts of the movie that weren't completely ridiculous, it was just like the background looked so awful that it took you out of the movie. Like
when he's walking up the freeway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or, you know, the first street he was walking up was, oh, that was bad too.
It was bad.
I'd say the worst is when he landed. I mean, like the whole submarine scene was absolutely god awful. But when he lands on the shore and you look at like the trees in the background, just look like smeared paint. Like, you know that they were going for like a out of focus look, but it just looked like shit. Oh, it was awful.
That, like, and he lands, and it's got this, all this ground, and then he's like, all of a sudden, the submarine starts to slip, and he tries to grab it, and then it goes another shot, and it's like on this little pier. I was like,
where did that come from?
He landed on a thing with a bunch of stuff, and then whatever. Yeah, we're jumping ahead. That's the second movie. Let's go back to the first one with the awesomeness that was. It just. Hey, how many arteries in your neck? I just remembered that. I just thought of that. They put the little like capsule bomb things in his arteries. Isn't there one in your neck?
I don't know.
You're definitely asking the wrong person if you're looking at me.
Well, he didn't give me an answer, so I looked at you because you're the only other person here. And
still the wrongest person to ask.
The wrongest person to ask.
You could ask one of the cats. He would have had a better chance of getting a good answer.
There's probably only one, the arteries
just
is the one that goes
it.
That goes from people your heart. The one
somebody
that goes
smart
to your heart
is listening to this and really pissed.
It
was the jugular, right? Jugular vein. There's gotta be more than one artery in your neck, though.
Anyway,
two.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. Okay. So somebody did their math beforehand. So they inject little things in there with, like, the little needle gun things. I'm afraid of needles. And, like, first off, like, you're not even going to see it.
He didn't say afraid. He said he didn't like needles.
He said afraid?
No, he said he didn't
I'm
like
pretty
needles.
Sure he said that.
Snake Plissken isn't afraid of shit, son.
Afraid of dying?
His name is Plissken at the beginning of every movie.
No, not the second one. The second one he says, call me Snake. Then by the end, he's like, call me Plissken.
Yeah.
Because I still don't understand that.
No.
I don't, whatever. So they take him on an ultralight, and they fly him up, and somehow
he flies around
New York.
I do like that it's an ultralight with a jet engine on it. Doesn't that make it just like a jet?
Well, it has, like, it's not good. It wasn't really, like, it's a rocket-powered glider. It's basically what it really is.
They said jet engine.
Well, because that's sure how they're going to take off from the plane, or from the building. But when they drop him off, he's just using it as the glider. Which somehow it flies around New York for a bunch, then completely climbs up back to the top of the World Trade Center.
Well, it was just establishing the physics of the world is fucked up. Because, I mean, come on, the second movie where they're in the hang gliders around that one area, and they're just going around and around.
And somehow the material that's supposed to be pulled taut by the pressure of air pushing against them is hanging loose.
Yeah. See, I would think what it is that, what would that be? I don't know. There's some sort of difference between the air density and the gravity of that planet.
Oh, so when you're in it, when you're in one of them, the air density lessens, and then the gravity you're not affected by gravity as much?
Probably.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that explains nothing.
And Pam Grier, for some reason, needed to have a mannish voice, and apparently...
Well, because she's a he.
Yeah, but, like, why? Like, just let her talk, like, I don't know, whatever. And the blanket leaving her arm up so you can see the hair in her armpit, I was like, ugh,
right?
So dumb.
But back to the first movie.
Yeah, you guys are jumping around.
Sorry.
Fuck them.
Yeah. This is not in chronological order.
Yeah.
So the worst CG of the first one was the plane dropping off the building. Oh, that was awful looking. And that was in 1982. 81. Or 81, sorry.
And but it was like, instead of just falling straight down, it like wobbled.
But you could see where it was green screened.
But not even that. You could see it like when it was moving, it's like, woo! Like, for no reason. Like, why is it swaying back and forth? If anything, it should tumble and fall. Like, you know what I mean? Like, when it goes over, it should, like, go to its side or something. You know, like, I don't know, whatever.
I would say if they pushed it straight off, like, it seemed like they did, it should have just, like, went...
Yeah.
Whoosh.
What I'm saying is, like, as it starts to do... Like, it starts to move, it should just, like, it should inning turn sideways, maybe.
It just depends on,
but, like, it just goes back and forth. Are. Like, oh, whatever. So dumb. Plus, the ultralight should not have that many electronics in it and still be able to... fucking glide.
And what was it they were going after? Well, they were going after the president, but the president had...
The president had a cassette tape. So that should tell you what year. Cassette tape. That had the recordings from nuclear testing from some country that they were going to then play.
And he was supposed to bring the whole world together? Like, that was his point, was to bring the whole world together.
Because, hey, we have this nuclear weapon thing or whatever that... We know that someone or someone's building, I don't know what it was, I couldn't really pay attention, and we're going to, like, you know, show that this is a threat or something. I don't know. It was, first off, early President Camacho, or as he was known as Duke Camacho in this one, was really good at shooting. Was really good at shooting around the president with a Uzi with a giant suppressor on it and a scope,
which
just
was
by bouncing
awesome.
It on the toe of his boot.
That gun was just so ostentatious.
Well, it's funny because when they showed it on the table of all all the weapons, like you see the ninja stars and the swastika star and all that fun stuff, right?
The only weapon you ever see in the rest of the movie is that Uzi.
In his pistol. But you see the Uzi there, and it doesn't have the suppressor or the scope on it.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't understand it. We had all that stuff on the table, and he used ninja stars once.
Did he?
He killed that one guy with the swastika ninja star.
Oh, okay. I was thinking that was a knife.
He shot the revolver that had 37 bullets in it. Somehow, I don't think he even used... Did he use the Uzi at all before it was taken from him?
Yeah. He shot out that wall to try and escape. Because they were going through that building. He met that chick. And then they started coming up from the floors, like Super Shredder.
Oh, he killed both people
so
in there.
So he goes upstairs. And he's like in the bathroom. He's like, I can't escape. So he shoots, you know, like a cartoon character into the wall.
He can't escape from a bathroom, but he's trying to escape from New York. But
Well, he escaped from the bathroom.
And New York.
Yeah. So, mission complete.
Oh, I do like jumping to the second one again, is there like, there's only one way out, and it's the submarine. So he loses it, so you're like, well, obviously he's going to have to get another way out. Oh, by the way, there's a helicopter coming in. What? So you do have another way to get me out. A bulletproof stealth helicopter.
Yeah, but it doesn't have door locks.
Couldn't you please bring
or
that?
Side doors.
It can somehow, can we use that to get into LA?
Nope.
Because you seem to get in just fine, even though they knew you were coming. Somehow. And then you don't have, like...
Hey, shh. Logic. Shh. Turn it off.
My bad.
Yeah.
Oh, we should watch this. He-Man. Masters,
like,
Universe.
Masters of the... Oh, sorry, yeah.
Give me a reason to buy it on iTunes. I own that on Blu-ray, I think.
Yeah, you, I think you do.
Yeah. Mike.
What was the inspiration there? I really want to know that.
Oddly enough.
So Escape from New York. He-Man.
The door locks.
The door locks?
On the non-existent door locks on the helicopter. And then I remember the shape of the helicopter, and then it reminded me of He-Man, the cartoon. And then I thought we should watch the movie.
Okay.
And the fact it was on the other night.
Was it?
Yeah. And I couldn't watch it because, well, I could have watched it, but it was only the last, like, 10 minutes. So I watched the last 10 minutes, and now I really want
to
watch it.
It's not bad, because you get to see the fight inside of Castle Grayskull.
It was right after that.
Oh.
It was like the last 10 minutes is literally...
Oh, so you got to see the... what was it? She's going back to Earth.
Yeah, and then, like,
and
them,
yeah.
Like, so it goes back, yeah, and then, like, her family's still alive. I was like, oh, why is there time travel? You didn't explain that. We can get back to your home. 3 days before your mom dies. I was like, whatever. So, yeah, these movies. Mike has said a lot, so we'll give him some time to talk about his two favorite movies, Escape from New York and Escape from L.A. We'll go into those in a minute.
Well, no, I was going to say something else, but...
Well, like I said, New York doesn't hold up well, but I think mainly because it's just time.
Yeah, 1981.
You know? But it's not awful. You know, like it's
yeah,
kind of shitty, but it's not awful. The second one though is just
god awful,
really fucking rough. And what's funny about the second one is because I kind of after watching this, I kind of remember when CGI first started being like really, really used widely with movies. A lot of movies went way the fuck overboard with it. Mm-hmm. Like I think they thought audiences wanted to see a lot of it. I think they thought people thought it was cool.
But back then, though, when you saw it, you're like, oh, my God, I can't believe they could do that.
No, but it just like, looked... No, I don't even think
a lot
think
of
so.
Them look good. This one, I'm not saying this one did. I'm saying, though, when it like started, like, the reason people started using it so much because they were using, like, oh, my God, they can finally do that. And then they started overusing it.
Yeah, and this
it's
is
like,
a clear case of
yeah,
just
and like, holy
abusing,
shit. Like,
abusing the power that they
if
had.
If you're going to do
and
it,
not paying somebody
do it
good
better.
Enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, and better. Not doing it the best that it could be done.
Buena Vista.
But yeah, or like
no
I said, a lot of the shots look like early PC games.
Oh,
like
they looked
like
worse.
Red Alert yeah. and shit.
Yeah,
remember, like
yeah.
Command and Conquer Red Alert, like those ones.
Yeah. So the second one, and then Cody looked it up. We were wondering what movies came out in this time frame. So the same year. So if you go back and you watch or you see parts of Escape from LA, and you just think you just try to chalk it up to that was the technology at the time.
It's not.
Independence Day came out the same year.
Yep. Way
very,
better.
Very, very much so used, probably needed more mm-hmm. graphics for that and did a way better job. Obviously a way bigger budget.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that was a case of it being done correctly. And then if you want to go on a more smaller scale, so closer to what Escape from LA's budget was and everything like that, Eraser with Arnold Schwarzenegger. Didn't have a ton of CGI in it, but it's that kind of movie, you know?
Yeah.
Like, so if they're just a little less ridiculous with their graphics, like, they could have done something like that and just made it more down to earth and more realistic.
And I think that's where they really messed up is they overused CGI in places where practical effects would have made it so much better. Like the, scene where
Cody's got a really weird look on his face. I don't like it.
Hold on. Like the scene where he does land on the beach. Literally that scene, they do a close up and it's just a part of the cockpit and it's supposed to be the hatch coming back
yeah.
and he gets
and it's
out.
It's still CG.
It's still CG. Like all
you had to do was build a 3-foot part of a sub, you know? Like,
yeah. And just have a little thing that you could have a crew member just like pull it back. It doesn't even have to actually be something that's mechanical. And then Kurt Russell just has to get out of it. But nope, they decided to CG the submarine still around him. It looked awful.
Looked really bad.
Yeah. What was your happy face there?
So Eraser, as Michael brought up, was made in 1996, starring Arnold Schwarzenegger and many others.
Yep.
Any guesses on the budget of that movie?
$5 million.
Okay.
What? Now, I don't know.
I just looked it up, so I cheated.
Oh, you some bitch.
But before I knew what you were going to ask.
So Escape from L.A. had a budget of $50 million.
And had they relied the worst super heavily on CGI.
Eraser had a $100 million budget.
Wow.
And didn't worry about it that much.
No.
I mean, the shitty alligator was really it.
Yeah. The shitty alligator isn't really even that shitty.
Well, it's because it's like multiple sizes.
Yeah.
Like it jumps up and it's like way bigger
but
than
when,
it is.
But when you look at it at one scene at a time, obviously you can tell it's CG, but it's not that bad. One take at a time. But, And then what's the only other thing really for graphic wise is the rail guns,
which was still awesome.
Yeah, but like,
well, I thought like, was done really really well.
Yeah, because it's just like just the like the full pieces, and then all it is you see the like the laser.
So then you get to see like explosions and some practical effects.
Yeah,
because
they take the laser beams, or whatever you want to really call them, and you just see that. You know, the CG'd version of that, like, coming out. But the rest of it's practical. You know, it shoots through a building and the wall blows up and someone gets taken out and things like that, you know? But, like, Mars Attacks came out that same year.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, that had way better special effects.
Oh, yeah.
Except for that bird, that fucking awful... Ugh, it was so bad. But, I mean, come on now. CG like bird, it's hard to do.
Pierce, oh, Jesus.
Pierce Brosnan and whatever that chick's name was on the Chihuahua.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
Yeah.
Independence Day budget. Any guesses? After knowing what Escape from LA was 50. Eraser was 100.
Probably like 100, 150, somewhere in there.
I was going to say 125 million?
75 million.
Oh, ooh, dang.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, they did really good with that, too.
That's how you stretch a budget, man. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Opening weekend almost made it back with $50 million opening weekend.
Movie did well for what people really weren't ready for.
I knew I was a part of that.
Yeah, you were. You nerd. The Rock came out that same year.
Which was also a really good movie. Again, another one
which
where
was
Twister?
Like
Twister came
movie.
Out?
Yeah, but in the same light, it was more
Escape
practical effects.
Alcatraz.
And it didn't have very much special effects, CGI.
Yeah, other than the
missile towards the end, there was really
the plane, the jet.
They just try to make it too big, and they didn't update the character really either. Like
the comment she made, it looks so retro. I was like,
yeah.
I think they literally did that.
And like, I don't even care about like appearance wise, but like you know, from 81 to 97, the way people talk, like the action movie dialogue and stuff has changed, and they didn't really adapt any of it to make it more realistic. Like, they kept it.
They literally
very
made
late
a sequel.
70s, you know?
They literally made it a sequel. Like, they're like, hey, you know what we did in the first one, right? Let's do it again.
More
robot stuff.
So it's like if you watched them back to back like we did, you would be like, oh, this
You
one
feel
was
like
made
Kurt
in-
Russell jumped right out of. Film in the first one, end of film in the second one.
Exactly.
Just with the giant
he went
budget.
Into a 15-year coma. Said, you know what? You wake me up when you're ready to make a seat.
Cool.
So.
Wake him up. We're ready. We got the green light finally.
Will, if you're flipping around and Escape from LA is on, will you stop and watch any of it?
Is it about to start or is it already started?
It's already started.
I will just turn on my Apple TV and watch the version I just bought.
Oh, you're so gross. You have a problem. You have a serious problem, Cody. That's a disease, sir.
Did I tell you what happened with The Maze Runner before you and I watched it? Did I explain to you why I wanted to watch again and you let me?
No.
So the other night, a couple nights before that, it came on, and it was like towards the end. Mm-hmm. Like, the maze had already shut down, and I watched all of it to the end And then I went to the Apple TV and I watched it again. Like, watched the whole movie. Because, like, oh, I want to watch the whole thing again.
You have a problem.
And then, like, four days later, you and I watched it. And I was like, ah, again.
You have a problem.
I do have a problem.
So if you caught Escape from a New York at the beginning.
Escape from a New York?
Yeah, Escape from New York.
Okay, there you go.
From the beginning, would you watch it?
Yeah. Oh, it depends. If it's on a movie channel or like commercial TV.
We'll say movie channel.
I'll watch it again, yeah.
Okay. How about a regular TV?
Nope. I'll go right back to my Apple TV and watch it. <nonsense. laughs>
So what you're saying is no matter what, you are watching this movie.
Oh, if I, like, I'll do that. Like, movies I don't like that I own, because I'm an idiot. I'll be like, oh, I own this, right?
Yeah.
Like, I used to go get the DVD, like the Blu-rays or DVDs, and now, like, I'm never going to find a DVD really anywhere it's at unless for some reason I know where it's at. I'm like, oh, it's cleaning, something like that. I'm clean. And I'm like, oh, I remember watching this. I'm going to watch it one day, and I never do. But, like, otherwise, like, I'll go to the Blu-rays and grab it, and I'll play it. But usually that means I have to update the PS4. And
oh, fuck that.
Yeah, it takes forever.
Mike, would you?
Nah.
In any scenario.
Nah, I'm done with. I might, depending on where the first one's at, if I come across it, I might finish that. But I'm.
So if they do, like, a back-to-back. Would you watch the first one and the second one?
No.
No?
No, I'm done with that second one. I'm never going to see it again.
The second one was so bad.
It was so bad.
How does Steve Buscemi have a car that was so nice? I know it was hit the dudes, but like... Yeah,
Chavo's car.
Chavo is not... Well, Chavo is what he looked like, but his name was... what's the name of the liquor?
Oh, it was... yeah, God, what was it?
What was his fucking name? Hold on, let me look at it before I...
I wouldn't.
Cuervo Jones.
Cuervo Jones, yeah.
The beer. But yeah, it's so bad. Like, the movie is so bad. Like, it's hard to imagine looking at all the movies that came out that same year. Like, that shit was made.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was so, oh God, like, that's so rough. So rough. I'm upset though. Like, it's so bad.
Okay. So we can end with the bad memories. We're all actually pretty big Kurt Russell fans. So everyone's allowed shitty movies. It's going to happen. To make us feel better about today, we're also going to talk about some of our favorite Kurt Russell
movies. We're going to do our top five Kurt Russell movies. We're going to start with Joe to mix things up a little bit. Joe, what's your number five?
My number five is actually Tombstone.
Tombstone.
I thoroughly enjoy that movie.
Story of White Earp and Doc Holliday.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite westerns.
That's my favorite western.
It's your because you're a big Clint Eastwood fan. I would think that one of his
Tombstone
movies would be.
Tombstone's still my favorite western.
Wow, that says a lot.
Yeah.
But it is just a really good cast, and just who directed it? Even
I don't even know.
Yeah, but just such a good movie. A good movie.
And that was also probably the best performance by Val Kilmer, too.
Oh, second best performance.
Behind
The Saint.
Real Genius.
Oh, sorry. Thought we were going with The Saint.
No, no one ever goes with The Saint.
It was a really good movie, though. I own it on VHS.
That movie and, was it Chain Reaction?
Chain Reaction was...
Keanu Reeves movie, right? Reeves, yeah. Those movies are exactly the same.
No, they're not.
They really are.
No, they're not.
They're all about some kind of, totally weapon.
Different. No, they weren't about weapons.
Yeah, fusion, and then that thing that blows up, remember? Anyways, no one ever goes for The Saints, is what I'm trying to get at.
It's a good movie. When was the last time you watched it? It was probably 3 weeks ago, but still.
It's been like a year-ish or so.
You need to go rewatch it.
Within a year? Year-ish. I'm pretty sure it's not that great of a movie.
We'll watch it right after this.
We'll watch it while we eat pizza.
Yeah. No, we won't.
No, we won't. He says, no, we won't.
Because we'll end up watching New Girl, actually.
Yeah, we will. It's Wednesday.
What?
Number four.
No, we're going to go around the horn.
Around? Okay.
Yeah.
Number five.
Oh, I was going to go me. Go ahead, Mike. Which number five?
Stargate.
Yeah. Hey, me too. High fives. Woo! Number five, buddies. I'm like this fucker over here.
Well, we all, spoiler alert, if you've ever listened to this podcast, you know that Stargate's going to be number one on
everybody's.
On nobody but Joe's.
Number four, Big Trouble in Little China.
Ooh. Which I feel like that should be higher, honestly. Like, we're having
a disagreement. Here's the problem with Kurt Russell movies and why we expanded it to five instead of the original three is that he when he has a good movie, it's a good movie. It's really difficult to actually put this list together because I wanted to include Tango and Cash. I wanted to include I can't even think of any more. But yeah, it's really hard to put these into any type of order. But for Big Trouble in Little China, I just love how funny it was. It doesn't take itself too seriously, and it's just a really good action movie. Mike? What does it say? The Star Spangled Bastard, I want you to go fuck yourself.
Anyway, what was your number four?
Good to pay attention. Big Trouble in Little China.
Mm, yeah. Mine, number four, is Tango and Cash.
I really enjoy that movie, especially
that
the
not,
end.
That is not my number four, so we're not list buddies anymore.
What's your number four? Fucking
The Thing. Obviously the original,
not the
pseudo prequel remake.
Like I said earlier before we were recording, my favorite thing about The Thing is the ending. It leaves you. It's one of the few movies that leaves you guessing what happened. There is no like end of like, oh, the monster's killed. It's literally, hey, I'm alive and you're still alive. One of us might be the thing.
Let's get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, and then, credits.
Boom. Whoa, my God, what happened to him?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And you're supposed to just be left.
And then what you find out later is the thing was just a lamp sitting there waiting for them to go away. Like, if I don't move, they won't know I'm the lamp. And one of them will shoot the other one and think, ah, I'm good.
That explains that leg lamp that I saw.
Boom. It's a really big fan of National Lampoon.
Spoilers.
Yep.
Spoilers.
You have to pay attention. It's really hard to see unless you...
It's off in the background, behind...
It's almost like...
You need a very big screen TV.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, you have to watch the ultra high, like, ultra wide screen, but it's only on... It's like the camera kind of pans by, like, oh, that... And it's gone.
Okay.
Of course, all lies.
Number three. Captain Ron.
All right.
I thoroughly...
Ah, List Buddies!
Yeah!
Also number three on mine.
I thoroughly love that movie. It is so fucking hilarious. There's... let's go watch that movie after this.
How many things are we going to watch after this?
All of them.
I think we were at
seven. We got the TV, the computer, your laptop, his phone, my iPad. Let's just watch all of Kurt Russell's good movies.
You have to tell people what Captain Ron is, because a lot of people aren't going to know that movie.
Well, go fuck them.
I don't know what it is. So it kind of co-stars, what's his name?
Martin Short.
Definitely co-stars Martin Short. I don't know how kind of comes into the conversation.
Because really, Kurt Russell's the...
Martin steals the show, for
Martin
sure.
Martin Short gets more screen time.
True. Okay, so it really is like a Martin Short movie, him and his family. What?
Fucking Captain backpedal over here. Well, what I mean is like, it's like what I mean
I'm
by
not
kind
backpedaling.
Of co-starring.
I'm just being honest now.
Because he was a fucking liar earlier.
Yeah.
Because I was, because I wanted fucking it to be more of a liar. Kurt Russell movie.
No, but it's definitely one of those movies where the character...
Because the whole point is that Martin Short's family wants to go on vacation, and so they hire a boat captain to take him out on the water.
No,
and
he wants to go on vacation.
Well, he wants
They're
to go on vacation.
Very,
they,
well,
I was
going
to say, they don't really get along, actually. You know.
Yeah, it's the very... So, it's the classic, like, straight-laced business guy.
Okay,
wants
yeah.
to Yeah, wants to do this big family vacation because they're not, like, bonding anymore as a family, so they try, you know, it's a very formulaic movie, really, like, honestly, like, it's been done 100 times before, like, this kind of movie. It's just the character of Captain Ron, which is played by Kurt Russell, is such a, and which you honestly, you don't get a lot of Kurt Russell being just straight up funny and goofy. Like, you got a little bit of it in like Tango and Cash, Big Trouble in Little China, a little bit, but he's just a big dummy in this one, and he's hilarious. So,
yep.
And he guides the ship to the wrong place a couple times. He's real laid back and like real cool about it. He's got an eye patch.
I wonder if it's the same eye patch.
Probably should be. And when he sleeps, he moves it over so you see his fake eye.
Yeah.
And when he thinks he's dead,
the fake eye keeps popping out, and he sends the little kid to go
swab.
Get it.
Swab. It's a good movie. We should watch that right now.
It is such a good
movie. I'm telling you.
His one-liners in it are fucking amazing, though. Like for I think Martin Short is really, really, really funny. but
he had his moment. Yeah.
Well, no, like I'm just saying in general, like his career, like he's done hilarious stuff and he's known as a comedian.
Yeah.
And then for Kurt Russell to not only hold his own comedically right next to Martin Short, but clearly the character, you know, allows for him to be the funny one, but he totally knocked it out of the park. Mm-hmm. He did so great with it.
Yeah.
Mike, what's your number three?
Captain Ron.
Oh, all shit. Three of us?
Yeah.
Dang, trifecta.
Super five.
Yeah, that's right. That wasn't one high five, kids. That was technically three.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So go, if you haven't seen Captain Ron,
go see it.
Go find it, man.
Yeah, you're fucking dumb.
It's got to be less than $10 on iTunes, so definitely.
If it's not on Netflix.
Fucking, it's not on Netflix.
It's not on Netflix?
I found it on a movie channel not too long ago, and I caught like the last 40 minutes of it. And so like, oh, I really want to watch it again. It wasn't on anything that I had.
Oh, that's so stupid. All right, so since we already know what Cody's number three is as well, my number two is The Thing. Obviously, we know why I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Mike?
$18 on iTunes.
Really?
For HD.
Wow. Yep. It's worth it. Still buy it.
It is.
You could probably find it like at, well, don't go to Walmart to buy anything. But
I'm sure you can find it there
if you happen to find yourself at Walmart.
Yeah.
It might be there for like $5 in the DVD bin or something.
At one point in time, you
But just
do
know
find
you're
going to
get some kind of disease similar to herpes when you're looking through
it. Don't shop at Walmart. They're bad people. And everyone who works there are cunts. So your number two is The Thing?
Yeah. So what's yours number two?
Shut up.
What's your number two?
My number two is Big Trouble in Little China.
It's a good movie.
It's what?
What?
List buddies!
Yeah!
Guess what my number two is?
Big Trouble in Little China.
Tango and Cash! I'm just kidding. It's Big Trouble in Little China.
I love Big Trouble in Little China.
It's such
so
a good movie.
It is.
It's okay.
No, fuck you. It's amazing.
Go play in traffic. What is wrong with you?
It's a okay movie.
They made a fucking comic book out of it.
They did, actually.
Yeah.
And music video
not
ends
very
up being
good.
Made out of it.
First issue was pretty good.
First issue was good. The rest of it is garbage. I stopped after three because I was like...
The cover of the last issue looked pretty good.
All the covers look great. You open it up and it's like, they do not go very well into it. The art's not good. I have no idea what actually is going on. They're just trying to like, oh, let's redo it, but not redo it. Like
redo it.
For anybody who listens to this and I said, oh, some people might not know what Captain Ron is. If you don't know what Big Trouble in Little China is,
go look it up
yourself,
on YouTube.
It's on Netflix.
It's actually on YouTube as well. For
it's
free.
On, oh, yeah, the whole movie's on YouTube, but it's going to look like shit.
Yeah.
Watch it on Netflix because you should have Netflix by now. It is.
Is it still on there?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's a new month, so I was wondering.
If it's like, I check
I
every day.
Watch it pretty frequently.
Yeah.
Turns off the lights, get some candles going.
It is my second favorite Kim
Pop
Cattrall
some
movie.
Popcorn.
Kim Cattrall is smoking hot in that movie. Mm-hmm. This is before she got all weird and like creepy, Sex in the City gross. Mm. But now, back then, so hot, dude. So hot.
Mannequin, Big Trouble in Little China, that other movie she was in. The one with the ghosts. I can't remember what it's called.
But it's funny. It's got... It's a comedy action. I would put the comedy in front of the action.
Yeah,
but the
sure.
action holds up really well.
It's got that old Asian guy from Three Ninjas.
Yeah. And it's really a goofy movie. Like, there's magic in it. And it's like a supernatural kind of... It's really hard to explain. It's really weird.
Well,
it's a genre bending movie for
first
sure.
First off, we should not have to explain this to you. If you don't know what it is,
some people aren't.
Just pause this podcast.
Yeah, for
go
sure.
Go watch it, and you're welcome.
You will like it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nope. I haven't. I've showed this movie to a lot of people I've known in my lifetime who, because it wasn't huge when it came out. Like, it actually did pretty badly when it came out.
It's one of those movies that gains a cult following.
Yeah,
after.
And it's, you know, because of home video and then now because of digital and streaming and stuff like that.
Home video.
But it found its audience after theaters. And then people kind of liked it more as time went on. They kind of understood that it was supposed to be goofy and fun and with some good action in it. But I've never told somebody to watch it and had them come back and tell me they didn't like it. Like, everybody likes this movie, so for sure, go watch it.
For sure.
Right now.
Just stop it to stop listening to us right now or let us continue.
Or if
car. First off, don't stop listening to us. Just
don't
pause
stop.
This episode. Watch the movie if you're not driving in a car.
Or if you are.
No, I said driving. If you're riding in a car, go ahead and watch it. If you're driving in a car, do not, because that's bad. And you could kill somebody. But just pause the show. Watch it. Then watch Captain Ron.
Yep.
Then come on back. Wait for it. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome back to the show.
All right. Number ones.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
Joe.
My number one is not Stargate. It's actually Stargate.
Ah, he lied to us because he's a dirty hippie Jew.
I think that is one of the best movies of all
time.
Seems
mean.
Yeah. Stargate's great.
It for its time, it was just had a lot of good graphics, a lot of good CG to it again. And I think it had a really original story line to it.
It did. James Spader was in it.
James Spader was in it. It launched a TV series that I loved.
The
the
only reason
TV series that I loved.
That's not higher.
Than spawned a TV show that wasn't that good.
Yeah,
actually, Destiny wasn't that bad. It just
Destiny.
If you have to explain it as
which
wasn't
one are you,
that bad,
which one are you talking
the
about?
The one on the ship.
Destiny.
Stargate Destiny.
Was it Destiny?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was called something else. Yeah, whatever. It wasn't that good.
Don't know me.
Takes everything so personal when it comes to Stargate.
Wasn't that good.
You're not that good.
I'm better than that movie.
Nope.
Or that show.
Nope.
For sure.
Nope.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Mike, what were we saying?
The only reason it's not higher on my list in terms of like Kurt Russell movies is I felt like this sounds kind of weird, but like the movie itself was bigger than Kurt Russell. You know what I mean? Like I think they could have swapped Kurt Russell out.
Nope.
With a lot of people, and it would have been the same movie. That's the only reason that I didn't have it higher.
Honestly, don't think so.
I don't think so.
Because
I think it was more of a space or like a... Yeah, it wasn't really a Kurt... It was a Kurt Russell movie, but it wasn't like he was needed for it.
Boom! Stargate Universe, motherfucker!
What do you think about that?
I fucking knew it.
Like, does that...
It wasn't Destiny.
Does that make sense that... You could have replaced Russell in it with a lot of people, and it probably would have been the same movie.
Like
good actors, obviously not garbage people, like decent actors.
Like,
but I don't feel like
Richard Dean Anderson.
Well, he did. Actually.
See what I did there? Because that's who they replaced him with it.
Play. But I didn't really feel like it needed Kurt Russell. Kurt Russell really elevated it. Like everyone played their part. It was like a team. It was a team effort. Like I said, it was a really good movie. But I don't feel like any one performance really carried it or elevated it or anything like that. That's why it's not higher on my list.
Go fuck yourself.
I was so mad at me because I said that.
Because I love that movie. I absolutely do.
It's good.
I own pretty much
favorite
every
movie ever, right?
I own pretty much every version of that movie with the exception of the Blu-ray version.
Did you know that they spelled their names differently?
What do you mean? In what?
So Kurt Russell's character is Jonathan Jack O'Neill, and Richard Dean Anderson's from SG-1 was Jonathan Jack O'Neill, two L's.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. Kurt Russell, two S's, two L's. Don't be a dick.
inside joke.
Yeah, you should have been here.
All right, so what's your number one?
Number one, Tango and Cash.
Is your number one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I love that movie.
It is a really good movie. It is. Yeah.
I like it a lot.
That's another one where I like the sequences more towards the end where they're driving.
Oh, the whole thing's fucking fantastic.
No, the whole
Stallone
thing
when
is
he
fantastic,
on that freeway, dude, and he takes out fucking Miss Potato Head. Or no.
And he says Rambo's a pussy.
Not Mr. Potato Head.
That was hilarious.
Takes out, fuck nuts. What's he call him in that one? Miss Potato is the Irish, the guy that hang off the building. Or they put not hang off the building, but they put a grenade in his pants.
Yeah, I don't know. But the prison escape sequence was pretty fucking amazing.
Yeah.
That was my favorite part of that movie.
Yeah.
Let's go watch that movie.
All right.
So we're going to watch Captain Ron. We're going to watch Stargate. We're going to watch Big Trouble in Little Tokyo.
No.
Or Showdown Little Tokyo.
No, or Big Trouble in Little China.
Big Trouble in Little China.
Get it right. God.
At least it's not Big Town in Little China.
Yeah. Joe, you big dumb dumb.
And
there's
then
no record that I said that.
Oh shit, he's right.
Well, there is now.
Nah.
Yep.
I didn't say
there
it.
Was.
Two versus one. As we said, that's called voting.
Yeah. Democracy.
Yep. Boom.
America.
You're not
America.
Registered.
Electoral
so fuck
system.
You.
You're not registered. He is in this. Yeah.
My name's on the description, bro.
Yep.
It's there.
Full name.
That's all it
Michael
takes.
J. Owen? I don't know what your real name is.
J.
Yeah.
Because it's J A Y.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Yeah.
It's like Michael J. Fox, but not
guess?
Made up.
I guess.
That's well, like Cody Anthony Sullivan.
Whoa.
Which
I
is not
Randolph.
Not my first. Hey, there you go. Randolph spelled with an A. Don't be a dick.
Two L's. Don't be a dick.
That's what the name of this episode is going to be, by the way.
Don't be a dick.
No. Two L's. Don't be a dick.
Two L's. Don't be a dick.
It's going to be top five Kurt Russell movies. Two S's, two L's. Don't be a dick. That's the name of the episode.
We're going to be so confused why it's called
like,
that.
Are they calling me a dick in the description? What the hell? These guys are getting more like dicks every day.
That's hilarious.
But no,
like
seriously.
Dictators?
Antonio? Antoine? And Antorio?
Yeah.
Antorio? You think his middle name is Antorio?
Yep.
Anakin?
Like Lawrence.
Arabia?
Lorenzo Bird. Larry Bird, it's a joke. Yeah, no, not even close. I mean, the A part is right. Not Randolph.
Is it A?
Yeah, it's A. My middle name is A.
A-A-Y?
It's E-H. A.
No, that's what I was thinking. E-H.
It's Cody A. Sullivan.
I don't think that's what it is.
No, it's not at all. No.
Oh, no, it's not? Oh,
no.
God damn it. That was so close.
Yeah.
I think it might be Roberto.
That's actually... It's
me, Roberto. Waterboy reference. Hey, you're welcome.
He's your daddy.
Today, Roberto. You and me can be a big star. Don't be a dummy.
Andy.
That's actually really close.
Andrew.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cody.
First time, every time.
First try. Yeah. Well, those are
the
ones.
I don't know. Yeah, that was the top five Kurt Russell movies.
Yep, and Cody's middle name.
And Mike's, apparently.
Yeah.
And Joe doesn't have one, because in Canada, they don't give you a middle name. They wait till you're old enough to choose your own.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it works.
You guys would never guess my middle name.
I don't want to try.
Daenerys.
Real quick, before
really?
We go.
Well, at least I am a dragon queen.
You're just a queen.
before we get wrap this up, it's going to be
we have plenty of time.
Kind
of
a downer, but we have to bring up the fact that Wes Craven passed away.
We don't.
No, we do. Because...
I mean, it is news. It did happen. It is very sad. We
it's
were going
a big
so
fucking
happy.
Bummer.
They he, are they remaking Scream?
Not even, well, I don't know. Anymore. He was producing it and I think directing
it. No, they're making it for a TV show.
Well, no, they're making a movie too.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but now I don't think that's going to really.
So, real sense. Quick, on the spot.
Favorite Wes Craven?
Favorite Wes Craven movie. And talk a little bit about his body of work in general. Cody, you go first.
I mean, Nightmare on Elm Street would probably be.
Yeah.
My favorite. Just because it was one of those, it's one of those iconic ones. Like, he gave you such a original villain that was all of
so
it.
Which,
was so
which,
you know,
which one though?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
The first
Nightmare
one.
Street,
yeah.
A Nightmare on Elm Street. Johnny Depp, obviously.
Yeah.
That one brunette chick.
The other chick.
I can't remember her name right now.
Nancy.
Well, yes, Nancy, but I can't remember the actress's name. Doesn't
Nobody
matter.
Knows what her real name is.
It's Nancy. But it's so it's, I mean, because literally it's one of those movies, if you don't remember, it doesn't have a happy ending. Mm-hmm. They don't get away.
No.
You know what I mean? So, like, it, but it's so good because Freddy is such a good villain. And he's so, so good. Yeah. What'd bring the room down, Mike?
Joe?
I would have to actually have to say A Nightmare on Elm Street.
Really, the first one's your favorite one out of all of them?
Just because, I mean, first off, it's the one that kicked off everything.
Yeah.
And Freddy himself has come.
So if you have the box set, and you obviously seen all of them.
One, three, two, five, four, and five.
I couldn't rattle it off like that because I can't remember like every single one. There are ones that I obviously would like more than others, but I don't watch them enough.
Because they kind of went, he got kind of funny, and a lot of people hated that. I kind of dug that because it still had like
in some
scary
cases,
elements.
Yeah, because in some
but
cases,
some of
those
comedy
fine.
Parts to like six had a lot of comedy into it. Mm-hmm. I thought it was awesome because it was like this weird, scary slash funny movie. Which you didn't really like. You still won't really get those, but yeah, like Freddy Krueger has got to be one of the. I mean, I think
he's an iconic character now.
Yeah,
yeah, and that's something that's very hard to do. Even though in the horror genre, it seems something that happens more often, but that's just because you see the more the bigger budget horror films do it.
My favorite Wes Craven movie is actually Wes Craven's New Nightmare. I don't think it was perfectly executed, but what they tried to do was really fucking cool, and it had some really neat elements to it.
Was that the one where it was the movie about the movie?
Yeah. It was like real life, and
same thing they did with the last Scream, or the second to last Scream movie.
Yeah.
Literally, the exact same thing.
I don't think I watched any Scream movie after the first one.
Yeah, it was the third. I think the third one is they made a Scream movie called,
Stab? Was it called Stab?
I think so. Or no, that was the one from the
or is
scary
that the
movie.
Spoof one.
That's the scary movie one. No. But anyways, it was basically the same thing.
But I think
potatoes.
Yeah.
Grandma's strong arm.
I think what Wes Craven's New Nightmare had like really cool elements to it. And it was kinda like this cool wrap up of it had like little bits and pieces from all the previous movies. But he not only did Nightmare on Elm Street, what were some of the other ones he did? Because he had it came up with Scream. Scream kind of took the world over for a minute. Like,
oh yeah, the first one definitely did.
Because
again,
I mean,
because it was something
killing
different.
Drew Barrymore right in the first like what 5 minutes of the movie.
Easily, yeah.
But it was one of those movies that those rare movies that were kind of self aware because it was one of those first horror movies that where they sat there and said, "Well, the three rules of movie are."
Yeah.
You know, the virgin always lives, and
but the best part was is like it, the killer, air quotes killer. Spoilers ahead, by the way. I'm gonna tell you right now. Spoilers are gonna happen right now. So if you haven't seen Scream, A, you're fucking dumb, and B, I don't give a shit about you.
wow, I'm pretty sure this movie falls into the it's been out so long.
Yeah,
that if you haven't
that's what I'm saying.
Seen it,
Captain Ron.
Yeah.
But what I'm gonna say is the killer, air quotes, because there's multiples of them. They're not really psychos,
no.
In a way, I mean they're psychos because you're killing people. And it's not like a normal thing, but they're not like that Michael Myers, Freddy type thing. They're regular people who just they've just gone a little bit over. You know what I mean?
And
like
they
just,
really love scary movies.
Really love scary movies. Matthew Lillard. I mean, come on now, the guy who starred in Wing Commander.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm out.
But you also have to remember too. Last House on the Left, and The Hills Have Eyes, were both his movies.
The originals, yes.
Yeah, and those were pretty badass. Again, don't really hold up. Yeah, they don't really hold up that well. But if you try to like understand the time frame which they came out,
Twilight Zone,
pretty solid. Shocker.
the movie, not the sexual position.
Yeah.
Wes Craven's sexual position.
Oh, the people under the stairs. I love that movie. It's fucking terrifying. You remember that movie?
No.
Oh, God.
He did Red Eye.
Yeah.
Forgot about Red Eye.
Oh, was that him that did Red
Eye? Vampire in Brooklyn, Mike.
Isn't that weird? Like, that doesn't make any sense.
It's a horror movie.
Wes Craven movie. No.
Horrible movie.
Yeah,
horrible movie. Yeah, I said that. Right. My stutter kicked in.
Yeah. What was it? It was Vampires?
No, that's
Carpenter.
Carpenter. I thought he did do a Vampire
Dracula 2000.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, and then Dracula 2 Ascension and Dracula 3 Legacy. Later on to Dracula 18. What else? There was some other ones too.
What was his last one or last couple?
He wrote the remake of Hills Have Eyes.
Yeah,
too. He just didn't direct it.
He didn't direct the remakes of them. He wrote them, though, because they're based on his originals anyways.
Yeah.
He produced a lot, though, too, especially a lot of the newer ones.
Yeah. But, like, truly, like, well, with the two big ones, the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise, that he wrote the original, wrote a couple of the other ones, and directed a handful of them. It's pretty remarkable. And then you throw in the fact that he made another iconic movie in Scream, which mm-hmm. spawned a franchise that wasn't, the franchise itself wasn't that great, but the original Scream movie was pretty fucking amazing.
One and two were good.
Yeah.
Then I never saw two.
Yeah.
Three was weird. I was too worried. Like, it didn't seem like it would make any sense.
Scream 4, by the way, was the movie one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I looked it up because I remember he's in that one because he plays the coroner.
Well, he was in a lot of his own movies.
You like he'd little, make little ones. Yeah, he was in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back, remember?
Yeah. Because he was doing the Scream
ripoff. The Scream parody where the killer was a monkey.
Ghostface was a monkey, yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, sucks that he's gone. He had like cancer or some shit. So,
brain cancer.
That's no fun.
No.
Pretty fucking sure it wasn't.
Yeah. So, but yeah, totally made some amazing shit. And then I've talked about it before. Nightmare on Elm Street, the only movie ever to ever give me a nightmare.
When was the first time you saw it?
Young, dude. Like under 7 for sure.
Rented it or saw it on TV?
Probably just rented it. Yeah, definitely just, we didn't see it on TV. We had ghetto vision until I was in like 8th grade, so it had to have been rented.
Cody, how old were you?
I was I didn't see it in theaters because I was only 3 when it came out. Probably, I think, around the same age, maybe 6 or 7 probably.
Yeah, totally. We rented it. We totally shouldn't have seen it at that age.
Yeah. Well, my parents used to go and be like, oh, pick whatever you want. And I was like, Nightmare on Elm Street, because that looks fun.
Yeah. Well, mine was, I lived with all my uncles, and they were the age where it was cool.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there, which I'm glad, but looking back, totally should have watched it at 7.
It's fine.
But I saw everything, though, at... like
everything.
Yeah,
everything.
Well, like every movie, like there was no scary movies that I wasn't allowed to see, but none of them fucked with me like Nightmare on Elm Street did.
Yeah, because it's fucked up.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Like it's literally everybody's fear.
And I'm not even
literally.
Yeah, it's really, yeah, it's pretty fucked up.
Because like you like when you're young, you see, like, they exploit that fear.
Was this the second one, right, where he's working the dude like a puppet?
Yeah.
And he's giant over there. Oh, Jesus Christ, dude.
The fucking worm?
Yeah. And then, but that's why I love the new Nightmare, is because they kind of updated his look a little bit. And he had, like, the coat, and he had the new claw, was super dope. And he kind of, it was kind of almost like a best of movie, like all the really crazy cool death scenes mm-hmm. they redid just looked a lot better because they had the money to do it. That's why I like that one so much.
Made years later.
The one where he's dragging her across the whole room and like the roof and the walls. And so you see him and then it cuts to like what other people see and you just see her by herself getting drugged. Oh, it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's a twisted fucking idea, dude.
Which is one of my favorite things they did in the remake.
Yeah.
So he did it and it was super fucked up.
Yeah.
That bitch was everywhere in that room. Walked in, oh, where's the body?
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kurt Russell movies. Go watch a Wes Craven movie, too, if you haven't done so. You
jerks.
For sure.
Or wait until October when it's probably going
to
be playing.
Yeah, definitely dedicate this Halloween to Wes Craven. Like, because I know everyone always kind of binge watches some horror movies come Halloween. It's the time to do it. Definitely do the classics. Get Hills Have Eyes. Watch Nightmare on Elm Street.
All of them.
I remember, I used to watch Nightmare on Elm Street. It would come on TV on Halloween night, and I would watch it because my family would be out, doing stuff, and I don't want to.
You don't do stuff.
I do stuff. I just didn't want to do stuff. But yeah, I'd watch.
He doesn't like his family is what he's trying to get at.
Yeah, I
like
some of them. He hates his own family.
But yeah, Nightmare on Elm Street was one of the movies that would come on. I'd watch that. And I remember one year I was home alone and a light fell over in our.
And your creepy neighbor was shoveling snow off his drive.
No. No, it's one of the. It's just so creepy. One of the. In the house that we live in now, in the hallway that has the. you know, obviously it has lights hanging from the ceiling, and one of the glass bulbs fell off and hit the ground while...
That's when you move, because that place is haunted. Yep. That's when you move, because that place is fucked.
Never happened before. Never happened since. That was the only time that it happened.
The ghost slipped
Halloween
up.
Night.
While you were watching
while
Freddy
I was
movie?
Watching Freddy movie. I was like,
Mom and Dad, I don't know what happened to the house. It's just on fire, because I thought maybe I could kill ghosts with fire. Oh, by the way, house was haunted. Not anymore, because now it's a smoldering mess. Yeah. Happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween.
I got all our stuff out that I care about.
My computer.
Yeah.
All right.
All right. You gonna order that pizza or what?
Go fuck yourself.
But seriously, you gonna order
all right,
that pizza?
Actually, we are
Joe,
Mike.
I am Cody. And we're done for this week. So as usual, guys, you just came naturally.
Yay!